They all kill him. Burgoyne's got it. Thought about it on the right. Probably should have gone. Gave it back to the 300. Gave a Hodge. Right boot. Goes. Goal.
Triple M Zone, of course. That's what we're calling him now, Bill.
Yep.
Hawthorn have had him for 20 years. He's ours now.
It's Triple M Zone.
Exactly right. The superstar Luke Hodge, welcome to you.
Hello, guys. Good to be in here.
Hey, Hodge. Congratulations on the career and the retirement.
Thanks, mate. Yes. Well, it was done a little bit further out than what we were wanting to do, but it was done during my 300 press conference, and we knew the first question would have been, what are you going to do next year? And I know players don't lie to the media that often, but I reckon I would have copped 6 weeks of lying to them.
Yep.
So we thought, well, we made our decision a long time ago, so we thought we might as well do it.
Who's we?
I guess it was when we signed on last year, I thought there would have to be something big to change because I knew we had a good group of guys coming through, and I think my body was just at a stage where it's like, yeah, needed a bit of a change, a bit of a freshen up.
So who's we? You said we spoke about it. So is that you and Clarko? Or is that you and
me and my wife,
Loza,
manager, Paul Connors and Mal Oberhofer. Obviously Clarko's in there. Andrew Russell's in there as well. So that's the thing, is the body's feeling really good. The mind's feeling good. Meetings get short now and then. Yeah. Especially because Clarko, you almost know what he's going to say before he says it, because we've sort of been with him for that long. And I guess we're going through another stage now where he's got to continue to teach the younger guys. And that's what he's really, really good at. So I'm in a good place with finishing footy and I'm really excited about where the boys are going next year.
I remember talking to Glenn Archer because I was critical of him in his last year about making it all about him. So it was basically just a parade around Australia. Everywhere he went, there was a celebration.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, that's a narcissistic sort of setup that you've gone with there. You've made it all about you.
Yeah.
But when he explained it, he actually said that he announced at the start of the year because he knew at various stages during that year his own pills would be tickled with how well he's going and how good he's feeling, and he might just make a mistake and go around again. So I called it so that I would – there's no chance of turning back on it. Were you a bit like that?
I guess because of my form this year, I thought has been okay.
Yep.
I feel moving. I'm pulling up better than what it was last year with – I had the knee and the broken arm. But I guess it was a little bit like that. As soon as I had the press conference for 300, I knew for 6 or 7 weeks until the end of the season it was going to be question after question. And I'd cop that for the previous 18 months. So I was sick of it anyway. And one thing when I sort of spoke to Clarko about letting it go out early, we just wanted to make sure it wasn't too much of a circus. So we've tried to do the media the first week and then just try to be low key since then and just do your normal stuff. I come in here probably once a month. I do the Triple M on a Friday every now and then, Channel 7 on a Sunday. So that stuff's been the same, but everything else has been pretty low key.
Eddie, had your last game?
Yeah, Lonnie this week, and then Eddie Had and Western Bulldogs Eddie Had on a Friday
all
night.
Right, so what's planned there, Hodgie? What are we doing? Are you getting some of the old boys back to form a guard of honour?
No, I wouldn't have thought. We had it was good to get a few old teammates back for the 300th game a couple of weeks ago. I guess we'll just get a few friends and family down. And being a night game, look, we've got kids, so I don't think there's going to be too much of a function going on afterwards, but no doubt over the weekend. The Conor McGregor fight's that weekend, so the boys might get together and watch that.
Shane Crawford, have you seen him lately? Very wide.
Yeah, chubby.
I did hear that. I haven't seen him too much, but I'm waiting for another challenge for him to come out, because whenever he starts to pork up a little bit, he needs to come up with an idea to drop some weight.
No, that's a very good call. I might do that on the footy show. Stand by.
That's it,
Now, do you love footy as much as you always have? Because I remember talking to Matty Lloyd and myself was in the same boat. Towards the end, you got sick of, hated going to training, and just the whole week of build up and things like that, and you actually went against footy. You okay with it still?
I'm probably the opposite way. I've still loved training. I still love playing. That's where I enjoy myself the most. It's the meetings, but I've been sick of meetings for 5 years.
Yeah, exactly.
But as far as the passion for footy, the passion for training, the passion to be around the football club, it's still the same as it ever is. But I guess seeing a lot of teammates that have left in the past, you realise it's got to come to an end at some stage. And I think this is mine now.
Mm. All right, let me run these names by you. Sam Mitchell, Matt Prittis, Nick Revolt, Matty Boyd, Scott Thompson. Any of those surprise you?
I guess the Mitch one was a little bit, just the fact that when he left Hawthorn last year, he was in fine form. He still played some good footy this year, but I guess he hurt himself early in the year, so he could have went around again if he wanted to. Nick Rewalt was always it's a hard one. You look at Joe Watson today. I reckon a lot of people are now giving up. Probably it could be a year earlier than what they would have been, because they're sick of going through, and every second week it's, oh, he's too slow. Oh, he's had a good game. Oh, he can go on another year.
Yep.
It goes week upon week about they change their mind about how good the player is and where they've got another year left. So I reckon that drives a lot of people to take one less year, just because they can't be stand putting their name in the media for a whole year getting questioned.
Who's the best team in it, Hodgie?
And this is what's changed every week too, hasn't it?
You're spot on. You sit back here and you thought last year was an even year from the Doggies winning it from seventh spot. At any stage this year, anyone could win. You obviously like the GWS side, but they have obviously got a lot of injuries as well. Adelaide have been really good, but obviously been beaten at certain times as well. And Geelong have obviously got Sal, who's out for a long time, and they're getting danger back, but Sal's obviously a massive miss.
Review panel's got overcome.
I think it's toss a coin and see how you go.
Richmond, can they win it?
Well, I think for the safety of Melbourne, if Richmond get up, I would hate to see what Melbourne turns into. I was a massive Richmond supporter as a kid, so my whole family. I'd love to see the Tigers just because of what they've been through since 1980. But geez, I'd fear for people's safety.
You just take your car out of the MCG precinct, and
you wouldn't drive there. Get the train.
You wouldn't go.
Hey, did you know you were mic'd up by the telly and that? And did you pump yourself up when you're on telly? Everyone said, "How good was Hodgie that night?"
I was mic'd. Yes, I realised I had a mic on me.
But did you add a bit of extra mayonnaise to that night because you knew they'd be looking at me and this is a coaching job here? And
considering I'm looking to go into the media, it's probably not a coaching job. A lot of the stuff that come across, if it had been last year with the likes of Ben Stratton, Birchall, Chip Frawley, Gibbo around me, you don't need to be as encouraging or explain as much as what you have to. That game against Adelaide over there, we had Grant Birchall and all the other guys who played under 20 games. So it was more of a, and mind you, there was only 3 minutes of stuff they could show. A lot of it was a few swear words and a few bakes, and I'm not a kind of person who'd be calm throughout the whole game, so you just got to take it. Jeez. When there's a goal, you can explain why you told him to do a certain thing.
You come out of it well, Hodgie, didn't you?
I'm glad the other 90-odd minutes of the game didn't come out, because it was a little bit more abusive than the 3 to 5 minutes they showed.
And saw on the weekend Ruffage just very quietly pulling a couple aside. Yeah. Burton, I think, in the centre of the ground. Sicily at one
probably
stage.
Probably Sicily, I
very
dare
one,
say.
Very one-on-one with his instruction, Big Red.
Yeah, I think that's why he's become such a good leader now, because in the past he probably wouldn't have pulled guys up, and now he knows that these guys will listen. And the best part about the young guys at Hawthorn is they will listen, they'll ask questions. So for Ruff to grab one of them, he knows that they'll be able to take it the right way, whether it's a heated conversation or a calm one, and move on.
Will Sicily listen?
He's getting better.
He's playing some bloody good footy.
He's a very good football player.
Jeez.
I guess that as you come through as a forward, you sort of like to do your own thing. And for how he's been able to change from a forward to a defender in the space of 10 to 12 weeks and play it so well, he just reads a play and plays football, which is great.
Yeah. So, Hodgie, will a tough one for you be, you'll finish the season whenever the Hawks finish and you'll have a great time celebrating the last game, which you all will do. When 8 to 10 weeks or whatever it is later, and day one of pre-season for 2018 starts and you're not there, will that be the tough day?
I'll probably go and grab a can and sit there and watch them and yell at them to run.
Just one can?
I don't think pre-season's going to get me. I think when it comes around to games, like even the weekend, Ruff's 250th, I'll miss that because of suspension. I sat in the box and I was a shocking watcher. I don't say too much, but I think my body language and I get quite frustrated. So I reckon the testing point's going to be when it comes around to games there, and then at least when you're playing, you know that the next week you can go out there and help or do something to help your team. I reckon it'll be a frustrating few weeks in the first part of next year.
Oh, you'll get itchy feet. Don't worry about that. You want to come back for some big games. I know. I got
you
asked
found
to,
that.
Yeah, I got asked to come back. I said no. I've retired.
No, I don't reckon.
One good thing next year will be the 10-year reunion.
Oh, yeah.
From 08. So I'll be happy not. I thought I might mention that.
Fair dinkum.
We might have it on Easter Monday.
You shouldn't have it. Geelong should have it.
They got one the year before, the year after, and one 2 years later after that.
Well, there's one game for the year, Geelong. That game.
It was a good one to lose, though.
What about that? The half-time, Mooney misses in the goal square. Brad Otten's run into open goal.
Yep.
He couldn't have played anyone.
63 inside 50s, Jed.
The pressure was...
Don't worry, we felt them down there. They were coming in. I think we rushed 20-odd points as well.
Oh, that's right. Kicking bloody points from 20 metres out.
I remember there was Mark Williams who turned around and had a right foot snap from 25 out.
He did.
Yep.
Nice. Kick.
Changed the rules of the game, you blokes.
It did, but we still got the premiership.
So 10-year reunion next year. You got a few to come. How many? Another three after that?
Yeah, 13, 14, 15. 14, but it'll be good to see a few of the old guys, because 10 years is gone fast. But once you retire from football, they retire, you don't seem to see the guys anymore. So at least the reunions are good to catch up.
What was your best one? The best premiership win?
Oh, you
just one.
It's like of any kid. You can't pick a kid.
You can.
All right.
I can.
I guess the... There's a couple of real special ones. Was the 08 was because no one gave us a chance against Geelong.
Yep.
And all the Fremantle one, people starting to call us chokers because we prelim against Collingwood in 11.
Yeah, that's right.
The Sydney grand final we lost, which were favourites for 12. So we started getting the name as chokers. And then obviously the 2014 against Sydney, who beat us 2 years early, and Bud going up to Sydney. So they all mean a lot.
Oh, he tried to belt you the other night a couple of times, didn't he, Buddy?
Nah, but that's the thing is people see it from the outside and go, geez, Buddy was having a go.
He was. Well,
we ran past 5 minutes later and we're talking and joking. Right. I think that's the best part about playing against the mate is you go hard at each other, but you know it's only football and you leave it out there.
So you'll play the next 3 games, by the way?
Will you? I hope so, unless I get suspended or injured.
Yeah. Well, you know,
which is a fair chance.
A little tap now. Love tap, you'll get a week. But if you'll draw even with Shane Crawford on 305 if you play the next 3.
I did see that the other day. Someone put that up. So obviously to finish with Crawford would be... Yeah, I don't know what it'll mean, but he'll be good.
Couldn't match Michael Tuck on 426.
No,
that is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, to think, and he played about 100 reserves games as well, didn't he? For someone to get through so much football is a fair feat.
Now, what's happening at the Hawks? Cyril, any chance to play this year or done?
I think he was going to start to get warmed up if we had won the last few for finals, but I think we've got a lot of younger guys playing some good footy, and you might as well put him on ice. That's but I'd ask the physios for that.
Before we move on from Cyril, has he given you some of the best viewing you've had as a player?
Without doubt, some of the things that you see him do, from goals to tackles to people say he has 10 touches but can be best on ground. Him and Buddy are probably the two of the best highlight reels that I've been able to see up close.
Yep, no doubt about that. Johnny Segler, who hadn't played a game all year, he's out.
Sexy. Yeah, he's out, recovering from the ACL from last year.
Gibbo with the groin.
Gibbo's been back training for the last 2 weeks, so hopefully to see him again before the season.
Got to get off horseback, Gibbo. What's the bloody Instagramming with chaps on and stupid bloody Akubra hats? Who's he think he is?
I'm not too sure.
But, he's lost the plot, Gibbo.
I think they've told him just to ease on the horse riding for a little bit, just until the season's finished.
It'd be nice to see him get back for one, wouldn't it? James Frawley, the turf toe.
I'd say he'd be put on ice.
All right, so he's out. Jaeger, O'Meara.
He's hopefully playing this week.
Fair dinkum.
If all goes well, he'll hopefully play a half this week. So he's had a really good build-up of training, and he's keen as mustard to get out there. It's been a frustrating year for him.
Play for Box Hill against Essendon at Windy Hill on Saturday. That would be good for Jaeger Bomb, wouldn't it?
It would be good just to see him out there. For someone who's trained so hard this year and have a few setbacks, but geez, when he gets the ball, he looks good. Just looks smooth and got that much time.
He looked good with his shirt off, doesn't he?
He's got a fair rig.
Yeah.
Mind you, he's lost his suntan.
Has he?
Oh, yeah, course, it's probably dropped a few ratings.
Who else? Birch has done for the year.
Birch is heading in for a PCL, Rico.
He's had a terrible year. Injury.
Oh, no, I think he's only played 4 games. He broke his jaw in the first quarter against Adelaide, played out the rest of it, fair enough, and then got back for 1 game, hurt his PCL, got back for 2 games and hurt his PCL again.
Gee.
What sort of a pass player are you going to be, Hodgie? Because you've got some phenomenal pass players.
I was going to say, are you talking about weight? Or
it'll be a big fatty.
If you're going to be, will you rival the Chief, as in get that fat?
I don't think I'd get as fat as the Chief.
Hold that, Leroy.
Hopefully I've got more hair too.
Keep that, Leroy.
Sorry, Jase.
Will you be as much of a pest at the club as Chief? You know, he just kept coming down all the time and annoying you current players.
Yeah, I don't know what what my role will be if I still go down there. I think if I'm just doing commentary, I'd have to pop down a fair bit. But Chief wanted everyone to know how powerful he was and that he still owned the place. So I won't be doing that.
You won't be doing that.
Hey, Luke Hodge, the final farewell. Have a look at this, Jim. Get your signed and framed Wings print with the Premiership Cups, not the basketball.
And the norms and the Premiership medallions.
Yes. Photo, live show and Q&A. Guess where it's at? The Village Green Hotel.
Jeez. Village Green. The funny thing about that is when I got drafted, I stayed out in Glen Waverley and we actually went to the Village Green a fair bit.
The Village Green.
So we're going back to the old ground.
Oh, mate, that's Wednesday, August 23. That's not a bad show. Or Wednesday, August 23, the Village Green. Get out and see Hodgie and you'll be there and you'll be photos, Q&A, whatever they want.
Yeah, it's pretty much just a bit of a goodbye. We've got a lot of Hawthorn supporters out that way and we've heard a few were going to turn up and say good day and a few questions and hopefully a good night.
And what about the Dale, mate? Loza and the kids, of course. Behind every great man, behind every great man is a great woman.
Yes.
And that's the thing. It's probably time to help her out around the house. I think after about 2 weeks of holidays, she'll be telling me to get back out there and get a job.
She'll be sick of you. So play golf.
She reckons I'm worse than the kids to look after. Yeah, we'll see what happens. The looking after the kids and a bit of kinder drop-off, school drop-off. probably a few duties I've got to take up.
And the kids will miss it because they love going along, don't they? Or you still take them, I suppose, to as much as you can.
Yeah, well, Coop's first question was, does that mean I don't have to? I'm not going to the footy anymore? And I said, no, I'll still take you. He goes, I don't care then. So he knows it'll be able to go to the footy, and I'll sit with him and watch it with him.
And you've got Launceston Sunday, of course, and North Melbourne. I think the last time North went to Launceston, Bill, Bud only eased out a quiet 13.
But you're the Tassie specialist, Jim. More Hobart.
A bit lower down, Bill. Yeah. I'm not sure Launceston we go as well.
Okay. And then you play Carlton, big game, Saturday night.
Yep, and then follow up with the doggies on the Friday night for last game of football. You know what? That'd be a bit weird.
Friday night pissed, Saturday pissed, Sunday pissed. Got you.
Mate, I'll have the family duties looking after them.
No, you won't. You're allowed a free pass.
On about Tuesday or Wednesday.
Hodgie, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, guys.